The story of the last 100 years in physics is the story of our radically changed understanding of the nature of space and time and the structure of matter. The story of the next 100 years is looking to be the ways in which humans take practical advantage of some of the strangest features of the theories of relativity and quantum mechanics. Stretching time, warping space, and rolling the dice of reality are not just idle curiosities of scientists. Dr. Harold G. White is an advanced propulsion engineer at NASA. He's basically the monster engine to the stars dude. White has been given a green light to begin looking at how we might move through space at what amounts to faster than the speed of light.
That's where you have to engage general relativity and use the idea of being able to expand and contract space in such a way that allows you to cover very large distances in a very short period of time while never locally exceeding the speed of light.
Modern physics and cosmology predict that there might be ways of jumping onto the already expanding universe, folding space over on itself, jumping great distances far faster than even light can travel. And as strange as it sounds, this new approach to space travel, Harold White says, doesn't break any of the rules of our universe.
Well, the speed of light is the cosmological speed limit, right? It's what I like to refer to as the 11th commandment of physics, right? Thou shalt not exceed the speed of light. If one were to try and classically approach and exceed the speed of light, your apparent mass will go to infinity. And so technically, you could never achieve 1C or 1 times the speed of light.
And backing up, when you say the word classically, that's the issue. If I'm driving in a car and I'm going 20 miles an hour and then 50 miles an hour and just ramp that up to 186,000 miles per second, that's where my mass would go to infinity, and that's the rule that you can't violate.
That's correct. It's almost like when you rent a cargo van or something like that. Sometimes they'll come with a built-in governor, right? So when you try and, you know, go past a certain point, the engine just will not let you go any faster.
So the way of going faster than the speed of light involves looking more deeply at the way space itself is constructed. And what you're trying to do is climb aboard another sort of dynamic in the universe that it may not be literally going faster than the speed of light, but it can cover great distances really, really quickly.
Exactly. That's kind of the, I guess, the formal way to say it, right? If you want to go somewhere very quickly, right, so the Voyager 1s are kind of our state-of-the-art interstellar probe, and it's launched back in 77, but it would still take 75,000 years to get to our nearest star, Alpha Centauri. But what if you wanted to cover that distance in weeks or months, fully acknowledging the fact that we have this cosmological speed limit, right? And so that's where you have to engage general relativity and use the idea of being able to expand and contract space in such a way that allows you to do exactly what you said. It allows you to cover very large distances in a very short period of time while never locally exceeding the speed of light.
So the universe is expanding. If you could just find a way of jumping on board that, conveyor belt, you could go places that light wouldn't have to propel you at the speed called C.
That's a good observation, right? We know that inflation is a very real phenomenon. We see evidence for the expansion of space when we see the redshift in stars that are in galaxies very far away from us, right? So that's the evidence that nature can implement this idea, the expansion and contraction of space. And it's kind of a loophole in general relativity, right? The same mathematical formalism that establishes the cosmological speed limit of 186,000 miles a second. It's that same mathematical framework that gives us this loophole that says you can expand and contract space at any speed. And so that allows you to cover that distance between Earth and Alpha Centauri in weeks or months, as measured by clocks on Earth and clocks on board a hypothetical spacecraft.
So to actually test this, and NASA has given you permission to really go down this road here, you've got to measure some things that are pretty hard to measure in sort of quantum mechanics, which, as we know, really doesn't like to be measured in the traditional way.
Yeah, you're correct, right? And I think that's a good point to put in some qualifiers. Some of the stuff that we're doing is very much in the realm of science, right? This is something analogous to what you might see in a university. We're trying to work with the physics and the math and try and do a controlled experiment to qualitatively generate a microscopic instance of a wart bubble in a lab. But this is not, we're not trying to work on technology at this point. This is just science trying to make sure we understand the math and physics. And so we're trying to perturb space-time to very, very tiny amounts, like one part in 10 million order of magnitude. So think about if you had an inch of linear space, we're trying to perturb it to like on the order of 1/1,000,000th of an inch in terms of the perturbation of length, so to speak.
Boy, I sure am talking to a physicist right now, that's for sure. Man, that is so true. Well, just sketching here on a napkin while you were talking, even getting to 1/1,000th of the speed of light would give us some weekend vacations on the moons of Saturn, right?
Oh, yeah. That's you know, to me, in terms of human exploration, we've been in low Earth orbit for a while, and we've got a lot of stuff out there in the solar system that's just exceedingly interesting, right? And I guess the question would be, one day, as far in the future maybe, right, could you potentially engage this concept to make travel in the solar system a little more routine? And again, I don't know if that's 20 years, 200 years, whatever, but it's just another way to say that we don't just want to look at the romantic vision. There's a lot of other stuff, even here at home, that's interesting that would reduce the requirements and maybe make some of this stuff tractable at some point.
Rings of Saturn, pretty romantic, I'd say. Harold White, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Harold G. Sonny White is a physicist with the Advanced Propulsion Program at NASA. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.